Blog Talk Radio.
Good, wonderful evening. Sorry for the tardiness, but I was on the phone with Audible getting my book straight. So give me a break, for heaven's sake, and let's talk turkey. Wow, I like the way that went down. Yes, this evening's show is going to be wow, I just don't even know what to say about it. It's going to be a booger. And so just get ready to listen to something about Bun-Ton Rising Neighborhood Services. I've been on the phone all day with people that were supposed to send me some information, and guess what? Never got it. So I asked this as a favor. Is it my fault? If so, I will accept that. But on the other hand, I can't send me the information and also get the information put up and everything all at the same time. So you know what I'm saying? If you say you're going to do it, you're either going to do it or you're not. So, hey, all I say is I believe I did what I was supposed to do by telling you that you had a, you see what I'm talking about? You had an obligation to do what you said you was going to do, because I also said that I was going to do what I said I was going to do. Now, I'm still looking, and ain't neither one of them showed up yet. So, well, back to the basics. You win some, you lose some get called on the counter rain. So, again, I ask, can we please do what we say we're going to do, whether right, wrong, or indifferent? If you say you're going to do it, do it. You know what I mean? So, okay. Well, I'm going to get on with the show and tell you all a little bit more about tonight's show. Bun-Ton Rising Neighborhood Services. As one of our past president stated, let me make this perfectly clear. Bun-Ton Rising Neighborhood Services is dedicated to serving the communities of Dallas proper, but that also means Garland, Rockwall, and every other area that communities need help. We're not as great as the United Way. We're not your Red Cross. But we can try to give you information and stuff that can help you in your way, in your crisis, you know. All crises aren't just crises, you know. Sometimes people need help being pushed in the right direction, being assisted in the right direction, and whatever else. But a lot of the organizations that's really trying to help people sometimes systematically to putting the struggling situation behind some small stuff. So we're going to handle some of the small stuff. So, you know, just to take the load off. I know y'all understand that, and y'all understand what we're saying. And some of the large stuff y'all be taking to everybody else is sometimes not in a critical situation, and, you know, we can point you in the right direction and do whatever else we can, you know. So, in other words, we're just there to be good neighbors, good friends, and responsible community advocates. I hope you caught all of that, and I hope you understand what I'm saying, because we're going to have the phone numbers. Hopefully not the 24-hour number, because I don't like staying up 24 hours. I'm an old man. So let's keep it real. Let's keep it 100. But some of the small stuff that you running down to offices for and standing in line for 30 days and 3 months and all of that there, stop by the Bonton Rising Neighborhood Services office. You might be able to get some help. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying keep it real, soul brothers, soul sisters, and everybody else, because we are colorblind, you know. If you need help, you just need help. We don't, all that race and stuff like that, it don't matter. Hopefully we'll have someone as interpreters for you if you need them sometime. Let us know in advance. We try to come up with somebody that can help. That's all I'm saying, because we just aim to please. We just aim to help. So back to the rest of the statement. As I was saying, one of our past presidents stated, let me make this perfectly clear. Did you catch that other part that I said? I said Bonton Rising Neighborhood Services is dedicated to serving the communities of Dallas, and that includes the surrounding areas, the suburbs, the other communities, the cities and towns around Dallas County proper. I hope you all got all of that. And yes, that includes Tarrant County, Collin County, and any other county. If you stumble upon us and you need help, hopefully we can help and assist you in all of your endeavors. But we will try to help you in any way we can. And right now, and because of our history in South Dallas, we are going to start there first. I hope you can understand that. Charity starts at home. Everything, you know, should start at home. Even the teaching of some of our little bad kids. Lord have mercy, I'm going to take that back. I don't like to hear them call that myself. With some of your troublesome little children. Because, you know, once you train them well at home and you let them out in public upon people, if they are not presentable enough, you don't want to send your kids out there. I was telling somebody just this morning, I got to get a haircut. Because, golly, I looked at my hair, it didn't go with my beard, it didn't go with my mustache, and it didn't go with too much else, you know, because I got a hole in my natural. Y'all will catch that in a minute, and after you catch it, don't start laughing, just try to find something you can do about it. I don't wear toupees yet, so we won't discuss that part, but I do wear hats. Yeah, you know, Dobbs, Stetsons, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. 6 3/4. A lot of you men don't even know your hat size. I feel sorry for y'all, big head fools. But anyhow, so back to the basics. Because of our history in South Dallas, we're going to start there first. But we will also champion the cause of any downtrodden, disenfranchised parties being underrepresented in any of our other neighborhoods. I like to say communities because it means more. I was in the hippie movement way back in the 60s. Some of y'all will catch that in a little while, and then you'll understand what I'm talking about. The communes and things, yeah, you know, something like that. But more tonight at 6 o'clock to 7:30 p.m. on Bonton Rising Radio with Ask Uncle Billy. That's the one and only me. Call in with your thoughts and opinions at 1-323-870-3963. Thanks, Uncle Billy and Bonton Rising Radio. See, that's what it's all about. We get a 90% rating on a show like tonight, and then we give a great show, and when people listen to it on Facebook, or they listen to it on Twitter, then, you know, you get that feedback saying, great show, Uncle Billy. Like, y'all don't call in and do enough of it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, y'all got that part. You know, call in then. Yeah. So, but tonight's show, and it's just to represent a lot more of Bonton Rising Radio and the Bonton Rising Neighborhood Services, because, like I said, we're really mostly a self-help organization. And what we would like to do is introduce more people to the opinion of we got to start helping each other. We got to start helping ourselves. And when our neighbor needs help, it's just like us. We need help. You know what I'm saying? So the sooner you help them, the sooner that they can help you back. Oh, man, it's so easy. It's better than Cheetos, you know. It's so easy being cheesy. If you got dog meat, really want to help somebody, and I was telling a lady, she was with a certain clothing company of her own choice and her own design and everything. But I don't want to call her name until she called in because be giving her name out and stuff, and I don't know that much about the ins and outs of her company. So we'll have to wait until the call comes in. But Tootie's yesterday got a good call in from a guy that had just eaten there, I guess. But he eats there on a regular basis. So he saw the doctor over there. Doc Margaret is the normal host on Sundays. She was the host last night, did a wonderful job. And talked a little about Tootie's. But since Tootie's didn't call in, we had to get information from another service, which was a guy called in. I think his name was wrong. He was a real, believe this, trust me, he was a real Dallas historian. This young guy knew about the why names were called in the areas of Queen City. He got pretty close to Bunton. He said, and then, you know, we got to kind of debating on why it was Lincoln Heights over there, and people didn't even know the areas that they were staying in. They didn't know. When you stayed right in front of Lincoln, you were in Lincoln Heights. And down to Birmingham and some other areas where it turned into the ideal neighborhood. And, you know, man, and so it come on down. I don't know what Anderson Street was, but they wanted to keep trying to say they was in Bunton. But it wasn't at that time. We have since moved it up, y'all. So a lot of people that thought they were staying in ideal neighborhood has been allowed. And I mention that lightly, has been allowed, we haven't really taken a vote on it, to be members of the Bunton community simply by association. Y'all don't hear me. But guess what? We're proud to have them. They were some pretty good young kids, our children, when we were coming up. The Wins and few other folk that stayed up on Anderson and a couple of other streets. So, you know, the Wins were a big, prominent family that really knew what was going on in the neighborhood, and they fought for rights. So, yeah, I would have voted them in also. And then that was right where the oldest, one of the oldest buildings in South Dallas was for entertainment, which was the Lincoln Theater. See what I'm talking about? Y'all don't know what I'm talking about, see? Y'all, it's a lot of y'all didn't know it was there, didn't know that it had been there. It's a lot of y'all didn't know. We had one of the biggest, best donut shops right there on that same corner, y'all, where the newspapers used to come. Yeah, Anderson. Yeah, man. All kinds of things happening up there at that time. And so, they wouldn't come no too much further. And then when they started delivering all types of newspapers, except the black ones, into the projects, wow, it was on and popping. You know, I guess they figured, you know, if the cotton man can come down there and pick up folk, they could at least drop some newspapers off. Y'all don't hear that. Y'all don't understand that. But, you know, it happened. But, yeah. So they used to drop newspapers off at the donut shop. And way, way later in life, I found out why donut shop opens up so early in the morning and closed so early in the day. After the coffee hour, it was the early coffee hour, I should say, between 5 and, what, 10, maybe. Hell, that's a great work day. But to get all those donuts and cinnamon rolls and jelly rolls and stuff ready, I guess you have to start kind of early in the morning, like, what, 12 o'clock or something? So, you know, I guess you get a full work day out of it. But so that's the way it was. That's the way it was. But the Bunton Rising Neighborhood Services Center, located at the old Dr. Conrad building on Malcolm X, not fully open right now, but I'm getting there. You know what I'm saying? So bear with me. We are working on that profusely. See that big word I use? Yeah, profusely. You know, that's like a doctor is working on you. Profusely. Yeah. So, you can call me Dr. Uncle Bill. But what we are trying to do now is make some other adjustments in our websites and stuff so that we could really greet you all on a regular basis with information from all areas of what's going on and how we're getting the messages out to you all. So just bear with us a little longer. And, of course, this show will not be in its entirety tonight because, as I said, we are working on a few things to generate a consciousness and a awareness of what's going on in the neighborhood and what we're trying to adapt to and make some changes with and things that we can do to make things better. That's in the educational system. That's in the health system, of course, because I understand we're living with a lot of different myths, which is kind of not good for us to keep doing because by doing it like that, we're missing the point of educating one another about health inadequacies and a whole lot of other stuff. So we have to get on point and start giving out more consistent wellness information along with some of the preventative information and where to get help from. So that's another reason for our structures of the websites and everything to be able to tell you all where to get some information or better information if you have signs of different diseases, even cancer and stuff like that. There's a lot of facilities that's nearer to you if you're having, body signs and body languages and things that's coming up that's real detrimental to you further on down the road that you can start asking questions about now, you know, even if you're having bad headaches, you know, you just can't keep accepting it as being a headache and taking aspirins and stuff like that. I had a young friend die a couple of weeks ago from an aneurysm. And, you know, things like that happen, but let's try to slow it down. Let's try to bring it to a halt, an amazing halt, because I'm pretty sure, you know, some of the signs his body was telling him, had he known some of the signs, maybe could have helped him. So, you know, let's try to do all we can when we can, why we can. And that's a message today from Ask Uncle Billy. because I really am concerned about our health environment and what we can do about it. I've talked to doctors at some of the best hospitals in the city proper, and they said that they wouldn't mind being associated with a show such as this. So in the future, hopefully I'll be able to come by your barbershop or your beauty salon and pass out some flyers and obtain some information and give out some information. So let's just keep it 100, because the more we put the information in the places that we are, in the places that we eat, sleep, and play, the better off we'll be, because then we can transfer the information to our best assets, our telephone, our camera, whatever, and, you know, maybe even begin to do something about it at our earliest convenience. So it's all about self-help and being an advocate for others. Like, you know your neighbors is having problems with their lawn. You know, you can do something about that. You got to power more, you know. Let's get through it. Let's get real. Let's just keep it real. Because, you know, some of us don't even know our next-door neighbors. Is that being a good neighbor? Do you blame it on the way they moved in? What? You saw a big-screen TV and you saw them rich folks. I don't even want to talk to them. You know, some of the most ignorant things we do is from perception. And usually, I'm just saying this real loud, usually it's misperception, just like it is misconception. Y'all don't hear me. But you find yourself at fault in a whole lot of things that you keep trying to blame on other people. And it's a good holdback for you. It won't let you make no friends. It won't let you be no friend. Because, well, that's inconsequential to me. Yeah, that was a big word. I know I should have kept that in the dictionary. It don't matter to me. It don't mean nothing to me. And, well, I don't mind. All of that is kind of ignorant. You know, when the people moving in and they need help, instead of standing there trying to see what they got and so you can not lock them and stuff like that, why don't you just help them and learn a little about them and find out most of the things you lack about them. You hear what I'm saying? Because if change is inevitable, be a positive partner of change and you'll have a lot more interest with it. But if you just stand on the outside and let somebody else pick your worth and value about some of the changes that you gonna have to live with, then that just shows you are more ignorant than I'm giving you credit for. Yeah. Be a part of the change. You'll have something to say about it, and you'll have some kind of input in the change, which would be to glorify you and yours. But without that, you just what you are now. Doing nothing, don't mean nothing, don't care. And that's pitiful. That's the bad part about it. It brings me to a mindset. I was talking with a wonderful friend today. She always increases my mentally critical function by asking questions. You know, I have to think about to see if my brain is working properly. And so we were talking about brain twisters and stuff that made you really think and stuff like that. And I was thinking about which one is the wisest. for the right of what we are trying to get at and get to, the man that can't read or the man that won't read. And think about it a while. Think about it a minute. The man that can't read or the man that won't read. Yeah, think about it. Think about it. And later we'll talk about something like that too, because sooner or later, people have to start realizing that if you don't want no input in on it, and when things start going bad, first thing you're going to say is, well, I really had my chance. Remember the other day we was talking about, I had to show the commentary that the choices you make today will affect you tomorrow. Well, in fact, this is one reason for that show. See, the choices you make today of not trying to become a member of the Bonton Rising team simply because you don't think right now it affects you, you don't need no help. Your job is intact, your family intact, even though you won't let them learn nothing new. You don't even let the children go outside and stuff like that, and you don't let them know their neighbors and stuff. So it's not affecting you. But as soon as you lose that job and your wives have to start working and your kids have to get a job to keep up with all of them high bills you done accumulated because you had a good job for 5 months or whatever. See what I'm talking about? You prepare for war in times of peace. And if you don't start walking toward a better America now, you're going to be running from crime and whatever later. You don't hear me. You try not to understand what I'm talking about because that's your nature. That's what's wrong with you now. You don't want to do nothing because it's not affecting you yet. And that's a great big Y-E-T, yet. Because if you remember the story about the Good Samaritan, they whooped him down. They beat him down. But that was because they didn't like the way he talked. You know, everybody put it in their own parables. I'm putting it in mine. Yeah, because they didn't, you know, a lot of people don't like the way I talk. They say, Uncle Ben, you try to talk too educated. What is too educated? See, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, well, you know, I had to proclivity to do a whole lot of things, you know, because I was a well-read young man at a very early age. Just happened to make the wrong decision. Yeah, it comes back to decisions and stuff. And it affected me not only tomorrow, last week and last year and quite a few years ago before then. So, you know, that's the reason I put it just like that. The decisions you make today, the choices you make today will affect you tomorrow. That didn't come from no book. That came from experience. That became knowledge to me because I lived it. So I'm telling you, don't walk in the same footsteps that I walked in. I also tried to cover some of them up with a little book of knowledge and everything else I could do so that you wouldn't follow in them. My sons, my kids, my children, my nieces, my nephews, my grandnieces, grandnephews. So if you follow into those false footsteps that was put there again by somebody else that followed, you know, tried to follow me. And I really, really tried to cover them all up because I knew it was the wrong way to go because I went through the procedures. Now, back to the process of making friends and coming by the office and calling in. We're going to have some phone numbers and stuff set up for you real soon. We're getting in. We got a couple of phone numbers for you now, but right now we want to make sure that everything is working properly. So we're working on things. And I will be in the office at some time on Wednesday with the boss. I have a meeting out here also. So we're working on it. We're a work in progress. But guess what? We're moving on. We are moving on. And so once we work through this and get things set up, you're going to find out that, hey, them folk are real. Them folk are real. They're doing something totally different. We're gonna have some introduction parties or something. You know, we're going to do something to highlight our arrival and to let people know what we're about. You all already have some grand, special folk out there that you know that's doing something for the community, doing something to give back. It might be your city council person. It might be your guide dog janitor up at the school. I don't know. I can't pick out your likes and dislikes. I can't pick out the areas that you deem necessary to submit to the Bunton Rising Neighborhood Services Center. But I can submit to you that if you turn them in, we're going to do something with it. Because we want to help, we will help, and we're going to highlight some of these heroes in the dark and, you know, put a face on the people that you know you can depend on. So you bring the names up. You have to be the ones to let us know who it is and who that great person is. Might have been somebody got your cat out the tree. You can't do without him now. Because you know, if something come up wrong in your house or at your house, you can call on him. So that might be the person that's most important to you. All of this kind of stuff, it means something. You know, when folk find out who they can depend on, what they can depend on, it means a lot. See, once you realize that, yeah, we all fall down. We all fall down. But when you got somebody there to help you get up and that you trying to get up, you ain't going to just lay there and wallow in it, you know, because God don't help them that don't help themselves. But if you want to wallow in it and you want to have pity party, we don't do pity parties. And we don't do wallow parties. You know, don't call us because you're wallowing in it. I fell yesterday, and I'm still dying here. Well, it's got to be a special reason why you're still dying there. You can't eat down there. You can't sleep down there, you know. What's the deal? Well, see, you need a medical alert button if you can't help yourself get up. You hear me? See, all that can be fixed in very easy steps. So, you know how I know all of that? I got a medical alert necklace. Y'all don't hear me? I'm not going to tell you something I don't know about. Remember, the theory is, and from the lodges I belong to and the organizations that I belong to, it's always been the same thing. Learn, use, teach. Learn, use, teach. And the doc was telling me the other day, it's just about the same way with the medical bill, Uncle Billy. I said, well, doc, that is so amazing. She said, yeah, well, you know, she said, I taught dental. I was a professor. I said, you taught other dentists as young as you are? You know, you don't never ask no woman her age. I guess I must have met her when she was about 7 or 8 years old, because it was about 30 years ago, and she don't look over 30 now. So, you know, God, thank God for gorgeous women. Lord, I'm reminiscing back to the future, back to the present, back to something. So, but what you do, you learn, you use, you teach. So some of the things that been available to you for years, you might not even know about, like the medical alert necklaces that's available to anybody that can't, you know, get up when they fall. you know, will have a whole lot of difficulty getting to a telephone and whatever else. All of that kind of stuff. Not just those kind of things, you know, it's a lot of people that's able to get food stamps and don't know it. There's a lot of people are able to go to the North Texas Food Bank and some of their major outlets, like the Martin Luther King Center. And maybe they might even have, at least like out here where I am, we have a delivery service. Yeah, food bank delivery service. They gave me a microwave. All of this kind of stuff is available, but if you are too proud to ask for help, come up to the center. We'll break it down for you. We'll ask you what you're looking for. We'll find out your true necessities and try to help you out. See, if we lighten the burden on you and your problems, that's the better person you can be with trying to help someone else. Learn, use, and teach, remember? Pass it on. Learn, use, and teach. And that's what we're all about. It's the same thing in every part of society. It's the same thing in every part of the world. It just hadn't gotten to South Dallas proper just yet. Not the way that it should, and I tell you, I was telling the doctor the other day about black men. I can't tell nobody about white men. I can't tell nobody about Asian men. I can't tell nobody about Mexican men. I don't even get along with men. So, you know, I'm just going to tell you about the black folk I know. Black men that I know, sometimes the ego is larger than the problem. Yeah, y'all heard that. Y'all heard it all right. I see it. Sometimes black men's ego are larger than the problem they're having. Health, finance, and everything, yeah. Man, I'm too proud to ask somebody for some money. What? You need it? Well, you know, I had to relearn. I had to learn a whole. Yeah, I use the word relearn. But I had to re-educate myself to a lot of things that I actually didn't know about. My ego was larger than all of my problems. I'm not telling y'all something I heard. I keep telling you. I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't going to lie for you. And I ain't going to lie about you. So my problems with me. The reason I'm on dialysis right now is me, not the doctors, not the medical society, and not the medication and nothing else. Me. My ego was larger than all of my problems. Y'all don't hear me. But then y'all got to understand, because look in the mirror. No, I can't sing it like Michael Jackson, the man in the mirror, but you done did it a million times. Every time you look in that mirror and say, man, where I'm going to turn to? Really, right now, all you got to do is come up to the Bantan Rising Neighborhood Services Center and speak your problems, but talk like a real man. Stop talking like that fake in the mirror. Man, I ain't really got no problem. I just hit a little bump in the road. Boy, you broke. And I said boy so I wouldn't have to say the N word. Me and one of my friends was talking about that today. I guess y'all saying, God, oh, how many friends he talked to a day? To get somebody to say it properly, I have to talk to a whole lot of people. One of my friends said he write 1,001 jokes a day sitting on the toilet. In 15 minutes, maybe 30, give or take a few minutes. And so I sure hope he's listening. See, he writes 1,000 and he gets to tell them all before a 12-hour period is up, because he's only hot in the world about 12 hours a day. The other part, he's dealing with his blessed family, his lovable family. So he writes in less than 30 minutes 1,001 jokes, and after that, I guess he would eat breakfast or whatever, you know, because a real man is be a lot. That's use the restroom, shave, and bathe. Y'all will catch that in a minute. And then afterwards, you know, might eat a nice breakfast, get dressed and all of that. So, hell, I guess by the time, if he go in the restroom at 6 o'clock, by the time he shave and bathe, it's 7 o'clock. By the time he get dressed and eat, it's 8 o'clock. By the time he get up and about, says good morning to his lovely wife and how you doing and all that sugary stuff, you know, kissy, kissy, kissy. Yeah, I'm doing it like that because I ain't got no wife. So let's get back on the subject. That kind of sounded like Steve Smith. Is he that irritated or did I sound that irritated? I think I got a problem with that, and I'm going to have to re-record that one day. But getting back on the subject, and by the time he get outside, let's give it 9:30, 10 o'clock. That is kind of early to be playing dominoes and kicking butt the way he be doing. That's because I ain't dying now. But, you know, during the day, give him from 10 o'clock. Let's say 10 o'clock in the morning, get out, chill about 250 jokes. By 12, yeah, about something like that, because he's only going to be out till like 4 o'clock, remember? Or is that too late? 10 to 4 is 6 hours. 6, yeah, well, that's about 10 hours. Yeah, that's about 10 hours. The other time, a few hours you spend at home, and the other few times, even at home, you're not in your bed. So by the time you go to bed at 10 o'clock or so at night, you'll be ready for 6 o'clock in the morning. So, yeah, I got it pretty much. So by 12 o'clock, if he ain't told at least 250 of those, maybe even he should do more because he's going to have 750 left. But he's only going to have 4 hours. Y'all see what I'm doing? Y'all see what I'm trying to break it down to where it's his 1,000 jokes will be completely over with. So however he does it, he says by the next morning, he has to write another 1,001 joke. So y'all will be meeting him hopefully very soon. He stays in the area, and we need to hear some of these jokes. Because they're all mostly about black men that ego bigger than their life, ego bigger than their problems, ego bigger than their health. You know, what I'm saying here, this joke is about dumb, crazy folk. So you got to put it in perspective. You are the ones he's writing the jokes for. So you are the one the joke's going to be about. Y'all don't hear me, but holler about it a little later. As you know, this is going to be an early night and an early session, but believe in this. Bunton Rising Neighborhood Services is for you. We're coming in not to play with you, not to, it's going to be some domino tournaments. It's going to be, might even be some spade tournaments. But it's going to be something to keep bringing the community together in a prosperous way, in a way undefined ever for entire community. It's going to be like a national block party. All the time, you know. I've seen Clean South Dallas people come through cleaning up, didn't get any rewards for it, didn't even get any good feedback from it, from the same people whose yard they were walking in, picking up cans and stuff like that. That's got to stop. You got to show your appreciation for folk that's doing something for you, your neighbors, and everybody else, and you're not a part of it. Because you don't want to be in on the thinking process. You don't want to be in on the doing process. Well, I submit to you, leave. Go to North Dallas or some other ugly place. Because we're going to beautify South Dallas. We're going to make South Dallas be able to reward corporations and companies that want to move in, give people jobs, and say, man, got to keep it real, got to keep it 100. Because without them, you can't grow. And without the community coming together, you can't get started on a better society. And if you're not going to be a part of it, then goodbye, good riddance. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's all about. You got to speak up and step up or get out. Your choice. Remember, the choices and decisions you make today will actually affect you tomorrow. So if you think your decisions and choices ain't about nothing, you don't even want to have them, you don't want to raffle with them, you don't want to do so-and-so, so-and-so with them, please, move out. Don't go to Oak Cliff, because we come in there too. Yeah, don't go to Joppy, we come in there too. Don't go to Pleasant Grove, we come in there too. And then you're going to say, well, where am I supposed to go? Hell, if we don't want you, guess what? Them other folk ain't never wanted you. But at least we'll tolerate you if you get up and try to do something. If it ain't nothing but vote on what we ought to do with the priorities of being a resident of South Dallas. You know, other areas got homeowners associations and stuff like that, where if you don't take care of your yard, you got to move. Okay? Okay? We ain't been had that problem. But guess what? We've been had trucks in yards and everything else. That shouldn't be. Can't nobody cry about it because we don't have no rules. We got to change that. You just can't move in and then set your trucks all over the street and in the yards and stuff like that because you moved in, because you bought that piece of property. Yeah. It's just South Dallas. Well, that type of thinking, sneaking thinking has got to stop. Because just South Dallas is not giving it enough credit to being what it is. It's a very, very historical part of Dallas that, if not done properly, will no longer be South Dallas before long. If Main Street get a hold to it, it'll be downtown Dallas and will no longer house any black any black people. So you better get on the stick. That's all I'm saying. And my commentary for the night is almost over. I'm going to tell you, I feel good. I feel, you know when I start saying that, you know what time it is. It's Jane Brown time. So I'm just here to tell you, it's a shame. I got to fight you to get you to honor your own heritage, your land, your property, your ideals. And I know you don't, I ain't got no ideals. Like I said, hit a bump in the road where your family gets sick or something like that, and you find out your job just can't keep heavy, and you're going to need some help. But for 3 or 4 years, you didn't even want to be involved. You didn't want to be associated with no Bonton name business or nothing, organization. That's not where I'm from. But you living in it. Y'all don't hear me? You living in it. So you better be ready to make some adjustments, make some friends, influence people, and grow. And grow, and grow, because we're going to all need some help. Y'all don't hear me. That's tonight's show. I greatly appreciate all of you that listen. And remember, Bonton Rising is there for you. And if you believe that you can help the cause through knowledge or whatever, give us a call. Stop by. We're at 4432. We're not open yet, but that's the address. Malcolm X Boulevard. And guess what? We're not coming. We're already there. We just have to finish up some arrangements, make things final, and guess what? Like I tell everybody, if you ain't met Uncle Bill, guess what? You're going to love him. Just don't challenge him to a domino game, because you'll lose hand down. He keep his dominoes in his back pocket. I'll holler. Y'all have a great night. I have already had. My introduction to you all is just beginning. Later in the week, you'll hear some more from Ask Uncle Billy and some of the friends he's acquired. I'll holler. Y'all have a great evening, and thank you, and have a great night. Holler.